You don't have to give $1 billion because every dollar counts when you donate to this station. Please make your gift today. Thanks.
Visit WVIK.org and click the donate button to give your support.
I'm Don Wooten, back on the Swing Shift. And back to work we go with two busy people tonight. Two contrasting bands, the brass-bound sound of Maynard Ferguson's big ensemble, and then from the early age of swing, Glenn Gray and his Casa Loma Orchestra. They're the featured workers on tonight's Swing Shift. Maynard Ferguson first came to people's attention playing that high, squealing trumpet for Stan Kenton's band. It didn't take long for him to go out on his own, and he made a number of recordings back, about 50 years ago. We're going to hear three, Maynard the Fox, written for him and featuring his trumpet, then Blue Birdland, really one of his beautiful songs, and then finally Ladybug. Three from Maynard Ferguson on the Swing Shift.
Thank you.
three selections by the Maynard Ferguson Big Band, recording back in 1956. Maynard Ferguson's trumpet, of course, is always to the fore in those three selections, two by Al Cohn, who played tenor sax with the group, and one by Jimmy Giuffre. We started out with Maynard the Fox and closed with Ladybug, both by Al Cohn, who not only composed but arranged the music, and then Jimmy Giuffre's Blue Birdland. It was quite a band back in the 50s. Maynard Ferguson, of course, his trumpet was always on top. It was interesting to watch him play. He always had a loose collar because his neck would expand about 4 inches under the pressure of blowing those high notes. Also in the trumpet section, Ernie Royal, Al DeRisi, Nick Travis, Joe Ferrante. And then in the trombone section, Eddie Burt, Jimmy Cleveland, and Sonny Russo joined him too. Herb Geller on alto, Al Cohn, Bud Johnson tenor, Ernie Wilkins baritone, Hank Jones piano, Milt Hinton bass, and Jimmy Campbell on drums, an all-star ensemble. Well, let's move now to another era from the 50s back to around 1940, when one of the important bands in the country was the Casa Loma Orchestra, fronted by Glenn Gray. I say fronted because that's really the case. The band picked its own director. And for years, Glenn Gray sat in the saxophone section and finally was promoted to leader. And the band really hit its stride about this time. They were a dance band, as indeed most swing orchestras were in those days. We're going to hear their theme song, Smoke Rings. In this day of discouraging smoking, it's interesting to note that this was one of the most popular theme songs of the era. Then we follow that with their big hit, No Name Jives, variations on a riff that ran for about 7 minutes, and then we'll close with High Society. There were some interesting people in the band as well. Sonny Durham was on trumpet. Also, Pee Wee Hunt played trombone along with Murray McEachern. Clarence Hutchinreiter played in the saxophone section along with Kenny Sargent. Kenny Sargent was not much of a player, but in those days, if you were a vocalist, you had to play an instrument, and Kenny Sargent was their vocalist. Clarence Hutchinreiter often switched over to clarinet, and he was well known for his solos. Well, here are three from the most together band of its time, as other musicians would say, Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. One of the most popular bands in the pre-World War II days, Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. We heard three selections, Smoke Rings, which was their theme, and you heard Clarence Hutchinreiter's clarinet in that. Also, No Name Jive, which was one of their most popular works. And then High Society, once again, with that famous Hutchinreiter clarinet sound. We'll go back on the swing shift now to our other worker, the Maynard Ferguson Big Band. One of the things a sideman had to do if he wanted to make money was to compose and arrange. And we're going to hear from Ernie Wilkins, who played baritone saxophone with the Maynard Ferguson Band. He composed three tunes, which we'll hear in sequence: Great Guns, Geller Cellar, and Everybody Moan. Geller Cellar, by the way, featured Herb Geller, who played alto sax with the band. These recordings, again, were made back in the 50s by the Maynard Ferguson Big Band on tonight's Swing Shift. from the Maynard Ferguson Big Band back in the middle 1950s. We heard Great Guns, Geller's Cellar, and Everybody Moan. All three were composed by Ernie Wilkins, and you heard Herb Geller's alto on the selection named Geller's Cellar. The stratospheric sound of Maynard Ferguson's trumpet. We go back now to the Casa Loma Orchestra. It was originally part of the Gene Goldkett Orchestra. They broke away, some of the musicians, and called themselves the Orange Blossoms. But gradually they converted to the Casa Loma Band, and by the time they got settled under the direction of Glenn Gray, they really became very successful. He had the right degree of professionalism. He was a fine section leader on saxophone, but he came into his own as a band leader. They elected him because the band owned itself. They elected him because he was handsome, because he was 6 foot five, and he had a real way about him. He knew how to make things work professionally. They got a good recording contract, and they really went places. We're going to hear four selections from the group now, associated with them in those days, the late 30s, early 40s. Clarinet Marmalade, featuring the great Clarence Hutchinrider. He was one of the most famous sidemen of his time. Then we'll hear For You, sung by Kenny Sargent, who wound up as a DJ down in Memphis, Tennessee, after he left the band. He played saxophone because Glenn Gray absolutely insisted, with only a couple of exceptions, that his vocalist had to also be an instrumentalist. Then we'll hear the celebrated Casa Loma Stomp, and then back to the marvelous Kenny Sargent for Under a Blanket of Blue, the Casa Loma Orchestra. Thank you.
the stars out of the blue for you. For you, I'll make a string of pearls out of the dew. For you, all over the highway and over the street, carpets of clover I lay at your feet. Ah, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you.
Thank you.
under a blanket of blue. Just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance. The night is ours under a blanket of blue. Let me be thrilled by all your charms. Darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms. A summer night's magic enthralling me so. The night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, my dear. Covered with heaven above, let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, under a blanket of blue.
Four examples of the very popular big band music back around 1940. That was Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra with Clarinet Marmalade featuring Clarence Hutchinrider, one of the best-known sidemen of his time. For You, sung by Kenny Sargent, who doubled in the sax section. The Casa Loma Stomp, and then Under a Blanket of Blue, once again with Kenny Sargent. What a different sound back in those days. Bands were principally for dancing, and it's only later that people really began to sit and listen to them. And to show you what a difference it makes, we'll jump from 1940 to about 1956 with Maynard Ferguson's Big Band. Give them the final say tonight, and this is another work by Al Cohn, who created a number of tunes for the Maynard Ferguson Orchestra. This one is called Button Nose. What a great aggregation of musicians made up the Maynard Ferguson Band back in 1956. A little piano solo was by Hank Jones. Al Cohn composed the selection, Button Nose, and you heard him soloing as well. And of course, Maynard Ferguson, always in evidence whenever his band performed. Maynard Ferguson's Big Band. And with that, we're going to head to the exit. Our work is done on tonight's Swing Shift, featuring Glenn Gray's Casaloma Orchestra and Maynard Ferguson. See you next week when we go back to work on the Swing Shift.